This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. هذا اللقاء الثاني في التفسير الموضوعي لسورة النور. This is our second lecture in explaining Surah An-Nur by subject, يعني تفسير الموضوعي, that every block of verses would address certain subject, and this is how we go about it. So we're not going word by word or verse by verse, rather every group of verses, they address a certain subject, we try to explain it بإذن الله تعالى. If you recall last lecture, we mentioned where Surah An-Nur falls within the objectives and the aims of the Sharia, the law, the Islamic law. We mentioned, if you recall last Saturday, that the divine law, the text, Quran and Sunnah, they are tuned or geared towards the protection of five, we call them maqasid or objectives or aims. The protection of the deen, the protection of the religion, the protection of the human life, اللي هي the soul, the protection of progeny, العرض, حفظ الدين, حفظ النفس, حفظ العرض, the protection of the intellect, حفظ العقل, and the protection of wealth, وحفظ المال. هذه مقاصد شريعتنا, مقاصد الشريعة الإسلامية, هذه الخمس, حفظ هذه المقاصد الخمس. فسورة النور deals with the protection of progeny. So this is where Surah An-Nur comes under. Surah An-Nur addresses the issue of العرض, adultery, and all of this has to do with the protection of progeny. طيب, the surah is called Surah An-Nur. Why? What is the reason? لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى, because Allah سبحانه وتعالى in the surah, He said, Allah نور السماوات والأرض. سبحان الله, Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the light of the heavens and the earth. Allah نور السماوات والأرض. And the surah was called Surah An-Nur because of this. بإجماع المفسرين أنها مدنية. There is consensus that the whole of the surah was revealed in Medina. وسمة القرآن المدني يا إخوة إنه يتعامل مع الشرائع والأحكام على وجه من التفصيل. القرآن المدني addresses the laws and the in details, like what you should do in details, different laws in details. طيب, I want to give you like a map where you can navigate in that surah and enjoy it. I want to remind you that Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه, and this was established through authentic accounts, يعني, he sent a message to his hakim, his ruler, in the province of al-Kufa, commanding him to teach the women Surah An-Nur. ورد عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أيضا أنها قالت هذه المقولة. It was also narrated that Aisha said, teach your women Surah An-Nur. It is really a requirement upon you if you're a father or you're a brother that you teach your daughters, your sisters this surah. Because it teaches the women how to protect the house in your absence and how to protect themselves from falling into fitna and so forth. Inshallah, let's begin with that. اللي هو يعني أقسام المواضيع اللي في الصورة. احنا قلنا we're going to explain the surah in a subjective way, يعني address the different subjects. تجد you find the first subject which the surah addresses, حد الزنا. حد الزنا. And this is verse 1, 2, and 3. If you if you have a little pen and you want to write and so forth. حد الزنا. الصورة بدأت بحد الزنا. ويعني this is somehow you know a turn off for a lot of people. When you open the Quran, when you open the surah and you want to read it, flag and في السنة stone ومش. فلا حد الزنا the first thing. But again. It's needed when we talk about had, اللي هو the punishment of something, you combine it with الجريمة, you combine it with the crime. If you look at the punishment apart from the crime, you always going to have that look. But if you, why are you doing this? Why are you punishing him this way? Because he did this. And this was established by evidence. And you know what? These are the consequences of doing this. And this is what we will do, inshallah, today in that half hour which we have. So the first segment of the surah addresses the punishment for adultery in Islam. And with it, we talk about the serious consequences of adultery on the individual himself, on the family, on the society, on the community, and also the consequences in the grave, what will happen to a person who commits adultery and he did not repent or the had was not established on him in this world, in the grave, and the punishment also in the hereafter. I think we need to talk about that. Then the second section, we have five sections in this surah, five main themes or subjects. The second one is, how do you establish the guilt of somebody? It's not easy. You have to have four witnesses who actually saw it happening. So not seeing them together, seeing the thing in the thing. I can't be any more clearer than this. And you see, in conjunction of this, right away comes in the issue of sexual slandering. Because if you accuse somebody of adultery and you're unable to provide the four witnesses, you have done what? You slander the person sexually. You're getting it? You understand what I'm saying? If you don't have four witnesses who saw it, if you have only three and you start mumbling, you have committed sexual slander, and there is a had for that. And there is a punishment for that. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ, which is verse number 4. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ فَاجْلِدُوهُمْ 80 جَلْدًا. فَبِي careful. Don't go and mumble. You must have first established witnesses. And you go to the judge. You go to the hakim. To the one in charge. I have to make a disclaimer, Ya Ikhwa, so they don't say the Sheikh and Abu Bakr is promoting flogging and stoning to death. Listen, this is the responsibility of al-hakim. Establishing hudud, flogging and stoning is not the work of individuals, is the work of the recognized authority in the body of the ummah. مش شغلانة الناس. فاهمني؟ يعني let's make that so those who are recording and those who are sitting here, mashallah, may Allah reward them. طيب. تأتي مشكلة الايه؟ sexual slander. Because it's in conjunction of a of testifying. Of course, there are other variables where you can prove adultery. زي ايه؟ What other things that can indicate adultery? الحمل. حسنت. Woman gets pregnant and she's not married. يا مريم قد جئتي شيئا ثريا. يا مريم was not married. يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغي. الحد بتاع الحمل. You see the person being pregnant. طيب, an issue here which actually, and we'll explain it inshallah, came in a very practical way. طيب, if you're talking about a woman who is not related to you, yeah, you're going to take your time and go and, you know, find three people, go and call other three people to come and see, witness in order to go and bear witness. طيب, what about your wife? So you go home, you find somebody with your wife. You want to leave the person with your wife and you go and call three more people and come. طبعا كلام ايه؟ صعب على الفطرة. شوفوا, لذلك يأتي التخفيف. اللي هو الايه؟ came in something called الملاعنة أو اللعان. Which we'll explain. Which verses 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 until verse number 10. How do you establish this with your wife? Uh-huh. It's a little bit different, and we'll explain. We'll keep some suspense here how you do it, so you come next, inshallah. وبعدين سبحان الله تأتي قصة الإفك in that context. الآيات بتاعت الإفك اللي هي حادث الإفك اللي هي verses 11 all the way until 26 اللي هي قصة عائشة, the sexual slander about عائشة رضي الله عنها. نعم. حد الزنا 1 to 3. How to establish it is يعني it's just one verse, but how to establish it got you into the subject of sexual slander. Because establishing you need four witnesses, it's known. But see, it got you into sexual slander, warning you. يعني the Quran can talk you into the sexual slander when you want to establish this, because warning you, don't come with a greater facet to prove one facet. You understand? You have to have four witnesses. If you do not have those four witnesses, don't go about it, because you're going to cause a greater problem, which is what? You're going to قذف المحصنة أو المحصنات, which is a major sin in Islam. It's one verse, but after that, it got into the sexual slander, and it confirmed it with a real life story happened to your messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يعني برضو عايز يقول لك إيه؟ يعني it's an invitation to you. يعني سبحان الله, رسول أسوة حتى في الأمور هذه لنا. Because a lot of people they get accused of this, meanwhile they are innocent. أهو. Allah is teaching you how to deal with it. هو الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, his family member was his wife عائشة رضي الله عنها, was accused for a sexual slander, and he lived that experience for a whole month. يعني سنقل قصة الإفك إن شاء الله في أواني. طيب, so that section number what? صباح الفل من الآخر كده. احنا ما حرام عليكم, الواحد بيتعب عشان يعني يجي بالحاجات دي يعني. ها ولا how many sections did we mention? Two. طب what was number one? نمرة واحد كان ايه؟ حد الزنا. والتاني how to establish. احسن الله اليك. طيب, number three, Islam is not thirsty to punish. The surah offered something called الضمانات الوقائية. Immunities. How to immune. how to protect the individual, the community from committing adultery. As-surah nafsa, the surah came with these solutions. As if, what are the reasons for adultery? Why does it happen in a community? And how to protect it? How to stop it? Oh, جاء قل للمؤمنين يغضوا. ما هو مش دي وسيلة لمنع الزنا؟ ها؟ الحجاب، فرض الحجاب came in the surah. The woman is to wear their hijab came in the surah. A man and woman by themselves alone is haram. الاستئذان، يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا. So the surah offered, and this is kind of spread throughout the surah. The surah offered measurements, things that you need to do, and that is what you need to teach your wife and your daughter. Yani flogging and all of this is a way to stop it. But what you need to do it is سد الذريعة للزنا. You block anything that can lead to adultery. ومن الاختلاط mixing. لما نيجي نتكلم على الاختلاط الناس ما بتفهم انت بتتكلم عن ايه. ما هو mixing is a block in the way to adultery. اهو الدخول على المحارم، اياكم والدخول على النساء، that you enter into a house where women are. مثلا امرأة زوجها مغرب عنها، a woman whose husband is not there and you enter into the house. أرأيت الحمو يا رسول الله؟ What about if I am the brother of the husband? الحم والموت. Don't even do it. بنتساهل نحن في هذه الأمور. Why adultery happens? Because we take light these things. A lot of us, we think that we're above التشريع, above the شريعة. يا أخي الله يعلم. Allah knows who you are. والله a lot of adultery happens because of taking these things light. But if you take it strictly, you will avoid it. It will not happen in our homes, in our societies, in our ummah. Inshallah, we will address maybe 10, 15, 12, كما يعني يسمح الوقت inshallah. But in the future, how to protect your homes from adultery. Things that you need to do after learning the reasons that lead to it. Section number 4, what is the relationship between Allah Nur al-Samawati wal-Ard and this subject? Must be a relation. رب العالمين يقول الله نور السماء. I am the light of the heavens and the earth. Look, ومثل نوره, and the likeness of his light, أهل التفسير يقولون في قلب المؤمن, in the heart of the believer. So if you want the light of Allah to contact your heart, guess what? Adultery will stop that. Looking at maharim will stop that. Looking at unlawful pictures, unlawful videos, pornography, whatever it is, will block that light from reaching the heart. If you want that light to contact that heart, you got to clean that heart. في علاقة ولا لا؟ There is a relationship. الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكا. وحنبين الآية الجميلة هذه من أروع آيات القرآن حقيقة. يعني one of the most beautiful verses in the Quran, which describes the light of Allah, the guidance which a Muslim receives in his heart. But again, the heart must be clean, must be cleansed from these things. طيب, one final subject. العلاقة بين التمكين وبين هذا الموضوع. ورد آية في آية في القرآن بسموها آية التمكين. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم. The promise to empower the believers in earth came in that surah. Hey, what is the relationship between this and that? في علاقة. الموضوع مش مذكور كده. What is the relationship between the subject matter of Surah An-Nur and empowering the Muslims in earth? عايز يقول لك ان التمكين ياتي بالجيل الجديد. The empowerment comes with the new generation. And that new generation has to come from a family, and that's where the protection of the progeny is. A father, a mother, a husband, a wife, not a girlfriend, not a boyfriend, not out of wedlock. If you want to bring forth the generation which will be empowered in earth, that generation needs to be brought up in a family. And that family is protected by these means. Inshallah, this is we call it what, the roadmap, or that thing that you have, tells you next right, GPS. That is the GPS for the surah. What about that? Yeah. Are you ready to talk about the first section, or you want to go home? Inshallah, we'll make it brief. حد الزنا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما 100 جلدة. The adulteress, اللي هي الإيه؟ اللي هي إيه؟ المرأة. And the adulterer, flog each one of them 100 times. طيب شوف هذه. والسارق والسارقة فاقطعوا أيديهما. The thief male and the thief female, cut their hands. Question: why, once it came to adultery, Allah started with the women, and why, once it came to theft, Allah started with the man? ما هو القرآن يا إخوة، ده كلام رب العالمين. ليه الزانية وليه السارق في أول الآية؟
تعتمد على اللي يبدأ بالشيء.
أحسنت. The one who initiates. أنا أقول لك من الآخر كده، المرأة the woman is the one who causes this to happen. Is the initiator. طبعا في حاجة اسمها ريب يا إخوة، يعني وبعدين يعني we do wanna act also like we're anti-women, and we do wanna يعني encourage that in the minds of people. لا، يعني هي رب العالمين خلقها فتنة. Allah created her to be attractive, to attract us. يعني. And in a way, this is actually a compliment. يعني she's attractive. والله الله سبحانه وتعالى يعني placed inside us الفطرة إنك تميل للمرأة. Inclination. That you. ولذلك الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني يذهب بينه في الحديث كده، ما رأيت ناقصات عقل ودين. يعني الكلام ده طبعا the best thing that we say it in the morning when we don't have sisters. يقول لك ما رأيت ناقصات عقل ودين، أذهب للب الرجل الحازم من كن. شوف الكلام. يعني أنت فاهم الكلام. I have not seen somebody who is possessing deficit once it comes to the intellect, because they are very emotional. This is how it's explained, and their testimony is half of the man, and deficit in the deen, meaning that they spend days and nights without fasting, without praying, because of the period. شوف أذهب للب الرجل الحازم من كن. That you can cause the mind of a very يعني see the man ما شاء الله يعني قدام الناس with men he's يعني منظر، أول ما يدخل البيت زي الحمل الوديع. ما يقدر على المرء. هي سبحان الله حاجة عجيبة. يعني ولذلك a lot of the women they come and complain about their husband. You know, if you use your talent, والله you can subdue this man. ما يقول لك لا أبدا. He'll never gonna say no to you. فيعني we don't wanna say that, we're not accusing them that, but Allah سبحانه وتعالى placed inside them inside us that
الميل الفطري لهن. الرجل أنا أتكلم طبعاً, I'm talking about people with sound فطرة, I'm talking about men who still إيه ما شاء الله يعني men يعني ضرار الله المستعان. عالم عجيب اليوم, بقول لك عالم is a crazy world we live in يعني. فالله سبحانه وتعالى started the punishment with the woman because the woman is the one who initiates. And that is why this is the best way, by the way, to explain the issue of the hijab. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed more restrictions in women than men. The fact that she has to cover, the fact that she has to, she cannot be in that place. So more of her personal freedom is restricted in order to protect that. Yani I tell you, one of the best ways I find it to bring هذا المعنى to a lot of Christians and Jews, because that subject keeps coming up when you speak to them. One of the best ways, I tell him, when you get in a bus or in a train and you see a nun, I'm addressing a non-Muslim, a Christian or Jew, you ever think about flirting with her? No. No. Did you understand what I said? Arfin nun? Do you know the nun? You know who are the nuns are? The women who wear hijabs, but Christians. If you see her on a bus, or on a train, or an aeroplane, you ever think, you ever have the thought of flirting with her, you go, Masha, you're beautiful. وتعرف flirting يعني. No way. نفس الكلام بالنسبة للمرأة المسلمة, the same exact thing with a Muslim woman. When the woman is dressed in a certain way, ذلك أدنى أن يعرفن فلا يؤذين. شوف, she already, in the eyes of the beholders, I'm not that type. But look at the other one. حتى والله لو كانت عفيفة العفيفات, والله even if she is the best in this issue, ولبس اللبس ده حتلاقي الايه الناس بتجري حواليه. ما how you present yourself, ما هو how you present yourself to the people, that's what matters. فالزانية والزاني, طبعا again I want to say the disclaimer يا أخوة, الحدود, these punishments are to be established by the authority, not by the individuals. Okay? This is important. مسؤولية الحاكم. طبعا حد الزاني, the person who commits adultery, he is one of two. Whether he is married, أعزب يعني, I'm sorry, whether he is not married, يعني أعزب, or whether he is married, يعني محسن. The one who is not married is what the verse talks about, whether male or female. الزانية والزاني فجلدوا كل واحد منهما مئة جلدة, flog them 100 times. شوف رب العالمين, الله سبحانه وتعالى is the one who is telling you this. ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله. Don't come up with that issue of a compassion or a لا حد, حد الله, لأن ده بيوقف. If you establish this, if people know this is the punishment, it will stop a lot of adultery from happening. ولذلك تجد إن هذا الموضوع يا إخوة, سبحان الله, يوقف شر عظيم, stops a lot of evil. شوف, وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين, and let people witness this happening. That's another issue. Why? As a deterring factor. أنا أخذ ابني معايا كده إيه, I take my son with me, and he watches people being flogged. Daddy, why they are flogging this man? They committed adultery, يا ولد. انسى. والله ما يفكر فيها. When the child is already received that, والله ما يفكر فيها. أنا بقول لك من الأخ مناعة هتجي له مناعة طبيعية. ما يفكر إنه يروح يتجوز وخلاص. لأن أمر مشين إن أنت قدام الناس، الناس عمالة تضرب فيك. يعني in front of people, people are flogging you. It's disgrace. يعني who wishes to be in that position. طيب طبعا في حكم هنا يا إخوة اللي هو إيه، الزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك، والزاني لا ينكحها الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة، والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك، وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين. I don't want to go into the details of this, but the meaning of that, that if the person to be known of committing adultery, it is haram for a believer to marry that person. But if they repent, خلاص, marry. And if a woman is known to be baghi, to be committing adultery, she is known of that, it is haram for you to marry her unless she repents. يعني أنا إيه في الموضوع في تفصيل عجيب يعني. If you open the books of fiqh, الموضوع يعني there are all details. بس I'm giving you the bottom line of this. يعني الإيه الكلام القولا واحدا كما يقول. لكن في من الفقهاء الأحناف مثلا حرموا إن واحدة committed adultery إنك تتزوجها أنت كمؤمن أصلا. لا بس الكلام في نظر يعني. And that goes to some people committed, made a mistake, for example. Marry her. بيكلموني اللي أقول لك marry her. She got pregnant. Marry her. Go and marry her right now. ما هتعمل إيه؟ Repent and marry. هذا هو الحل. طيب في طبعا حديث عبادة بن الصامت عند مسلم إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم added to this تغريب سنة. That and this is by the way an indication to what? There is animosity. That if somebody commits adultery in the society, the man has to be sent out of town for a whole year. امشي اخرج من البلد سنة. ليه؟ Because the father, because listen, at the end of the day, a person who commits adultery, you're going to commit adultery with a woman from the moon ولا يعني؟ Huh? Woman come, you brought a woman from down from the moon, you come and she went back? لا. She's a wife of somebody. She's a sister of somebody. She's a daughter of somebody. Huh? I wouldn't like somebody walk in front of me who committed adultery with one of my maharim. I would be agitated. That is why go out for 1 year until the people الموضوع إيه؟ حكمة ما هو حكمة حكمة التشريع. The wisdom behind the sharia. وتغريب سنة. That you leave town for a whole year. لا تعود ولا مرة حتى ولا زيارة. Until the matter is the mood of people has changed a little bit. Oh. طبعا stoning is the punishment for a person who committed adultery while he or she are married. طبعا في شبهة هنا يقول لك طب ليه الرجم لم يذكر في القرآن؟ شوف بقى الايه كلام بقى ايه المتنطعين يقول لك ليه الرجم لم يذكر في القران. Why stoning was not mentioned in the Quran? First of all, it was mentioned في سوره الاحزاب. والشيخ والشيخه اذا زنيا فاجلدوهما البته نكالا من الله والله عزيز حكيم. هذه كانت ايه موجوده في سوره الاحزاب نسخت لفظا وبقي حكمها. فجلدوهما البت فرجموهما البت عفوا فرجموهما البت. دي الشيخ والشيخة هنا ده مرت ميل اور فيميل ستون ديم تو ديث. على فكرة اجلدوهما also is correct لان في الحكم جلد ماء you flog for 100 and then you stone. ده الحكم. طبعا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فعل الايه السنة جات الايه الرجم. طيب خلينا let's say that this verse was not revealed. Let's say that this verse did not exist in the Quran. ألم يرجم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يرجم، رجم. وهي مش السنة ده تشريع ولا إيه؟ إذن ده سنة source of our religion ولا or not؟ طب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم رجم ماعز والغامدية وصاحبة العسيف واليهودين اليهوديين اللذين زنا زنيا زنا، فحصل رجم في السنة. والصحابة فعلوا هذا من بعد، and the companions did this after him. فأنت إيه يعني، يعني الدين عندك القرآن فقط؟ The religion is the Quran. ده أنت مشكلة، ده أنت مشكلتك أكبر من 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 الموضوع نفسه. وشوف عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه كما أخرج البخاري ومسلم قال وهو جالس على منبر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. عمر said while he was sitting down on the pulpit of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله قد بعث محمدا بالحق. الله سبحانه وتعالى has sent محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم with the truth. وأنزل عليه الكتاب and he brought down the book upon him. فكان مما أنزل عليه آية الرجم. One of the things which was revealed in the Quran is the verse of stoning to death. قرأناها، اسمعوا، we read it. قرأناها، we read it. ووعيناها and we understood it. أهو. وعقلناها and we had a good command of understanding it. أهو. وعقلناها فرجم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stoned to death. ورجمنا بعده and we did the same after him. شوف فأخشى إن طال بالناس زمان. شوف عمر عمر له إيه. I'm afraid time will come when people will say that, will say the following. أن يقول قائل ما نجد الرجم في كتاب الله. We do not see stoning to death in the book of Allah. فيضلوا بترك فريضة أنزلها الله. And they will be misguided by leaving something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. وَإِنَّ الرَّجْمَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. And stoning was revealed in the book of Allah. حَقٌّ. عَلَى مَنْ زَنَى إِذَا أُحْصِنَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ إِذَا قَامَتِ الْبَيِّنَةُ أَوْ كَانَ الْحَبَلُ أَوْ الْإِعْتِرَافُ. أو كلام عمر. Rajm, stoning is true upon someone who is married, male or female, provided that they confess, like Ma'iz and Al-Ghamidiyya, or four witnesses saw it happening, or pregnancy, الحبل. تمام؟ We're doing okay? Huh? لا ما احنا we're gonna come to the husband and wife issue not today. Is the next section إن شاء الله. يا إخوة يعني أحيانا هذا الأمر سبحان الله عجيب. يعني sometimes you search for the wisdom. Why then was it taken out from the Quran? يعني what is the wisdom يعني? Why we cannot find out why? But what is the wisdom this verse? يعني هذا الحد حد عظيم. What is the wisdom it was taken out then? Of course, الحكم stays. The ruling stays. بفعل النبي وبقول النبي وبالسنة. Or the fact that Umar said that this verse was in the Quran. Oh. But what is the wisdom يعني? I'm asking you, what is the wisdom? Huh? Now, what is the wisdom it was taken out? It was abrogated. نسخت. نسخت لفظا. Why? يعني شيء جميل. نعم. نعم. شوف في قصة عجيبة جدا. أنا والله يعني سبحان الله يعني إيه. هذا يعني النهاردة في الصباح وأنا while I'm preparing for this. اللي هي القصة اللي the story which explains the verse in سورة المائدة اللي هي إيه يا أيها الرسول لا يحزنك الذين يسارعون في الكفر من الذين قالوا آمنا بأفواههم ولم تؤمن قلوبهم ومن الذين هادوا سمعون للكذب سمعون لقوم آخرين لم يأتوك يحرفون الكلمة من بعد مواضعه يقولون إن أوتيتم هذا فخذوه وإن لم تؤتوه فاحذروا. جوهم كده أبن ابن كثيرا نريد تفسير هذه الآية. إيه اللي حصل؟ What happened؟ اليهود the Jews at one stage when the elite of the community started committing adultery, الأشراف اللي هو إيه, the wealthy and the rich. For your information, this is something that we forgot to mention. Stoning to death is a Mosaic law. يعني something that is weird. In the Torah, it's not, Islam did not like introduce it from the get-go. It's something that is already established. And you know what? The verse of stoning is in the Torah, which is different to eh? The Quran is not present. It's not literally. But to stone and how to do it and all of this mentioned in the Torah. But in spite of this, اليهود إيه لما بدأ الزنا ينتشر بين الأشراف, when the adultery started to spread amongst اللي هو إيه the high rise, the high ranking class, the rich, the people who can buy a good fatwa, they came up with something else. حاجة اسمها التحميم. What is التحميم? They make a fire, and the ashes, اللي هو الفحم, they blacken the face and the body of the person, تحميم, and they put him in a donkey facing the rear of the donkey, ووجهه أسود كده, ويخلوه يلف بيه إيه, and make him tour the town. فاهمين الموضوع؟ هو ده ايه, بدلوا دي بايه, they change what this with this, وسابوا الرجل. و sometimes some cases لو يعني if the person is poor flog him, يبقى التحميم والجلد, انسى الرجل ده خالص, no stone at all. فهو الآية the verse is in the Torah, but yet they did what? They did this, they changed it. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, they said what? Let's send to Muhammad. Maybe he will have a lesser punishment than this. وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوَاضِعِ يَقُولُونَ إِنْ أُوتِيتُمْ هَذَا فَخُذُوهُ وَإِنْ لَمْ تُؤْتَوْهُ فَاحْذَرُوا. Let's send to him and ask him what is the punishment for adultery with you. If he has a lesser punishment in utitum hada, the lesser one, fakhudu. But if he gives you a harder one, wa illam tu'tahu, come back, leave him. So when the people arrived, what is the ruling regarding adultery? They say, bring the Torah. First of all, he caught a young man. They sent to him three scholars of the Torah. One of them is Abdullah ibn Suriya, a young one. He quoted, قال أنشدك بالله. شوفوا. أنشدك بالله. I ask you by Allah, ما حكم الزاني, عقوبة الزاني في التوراة. What is the punishment for a person who commits adultery in the Torah? قال الرجل. Stoning to death. In another wording of this hadith, he asked them to bring, قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاتِ فَتْلُوهَا. Bring the Torah. And he told him to recite. Sitting next to him, Abdullah ibn Salam, who became what? Muslim. For the person was reading the ruling, يَقْرَأَ الْحُكْمِ بْتَعَ الْرَجْمِ. For when he came across the sentence that says, stone him to death, he passed it. فعبد الله بن سلام كوتهم يا رسول الله الحق. Oh.
He caught him.
I think the point that I'm trying to make is how Muslims are committed to the deen, both Quran and Sunnah, like Muhammad mentioned, yet in the Sunnah, but we believe it. They have it in the Torah, in the body of the Torah, but they did what? They changed it. Just to show you a comparison between the two. And this is just wisdom. Yani. Of course, you can come up with a lot of other wisdoms. Can you take more or what? Huh? Eh? طيب, very quickly. Let's do this in 5 minutes. It's 10 o'clock already? Impossible. That watch is stopped somehow. Saadi توقفت. الله أكبر. Okay. طبعا حكم الزنا, the ruling regarding adultery, it is haram. Quran wa sunnah wa ijma'. إجماع العلماء يعني. ونقل هذا الإجماع ابن المنذر. يعني it is, there is a consensus amongst the jurists that it is إجماع. The consequences of adultery on the individual. سبحان الله يكفي هذه. لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. حديث متفق عليه في الصحيحين, حديث أبي هريرة. When a person commits adultery, he is not a believer. بس إيه يا إخو, نحن لا نكفر بالكبيرة إياك. He is what? هو إيه؟ مسلم. هو مسلم. الكلام ده بيستخدمه الخوارج إيه عشان يكفروا الناس. لا, نحن لا نكفر. هو مع أصل الإيمان اللي هو الإيه؟ ما هو إيه أصل الإيمان؟ What is the root for إيمان؟ إسلام. قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلم. هو مع مسلم. ما هو إيه الإيمان؟ أنا عايز أقول لك يعني هو إيه الإيمان؟ مش إنك تؤمن أن الله يراك؟ ها صحيح؟ that you believe that Allah sees you. طب بالله عليك, when you go and sleep with a woman unlawfully, if you believe that Allah sees you, will you do it? لا. بل إيمان إيه؟ ولذلك سبحان الله أبو هريرة مثل هذا. I believe Abu Huraira ibn Abbas, both of them narrated this hadith. One of them actually took his shirt off. ينزع منه الإيمان هكذا. Like a shirt. فإذا تاب, if he repents and goes back to Allah, comes back to it. Where's it again? سبحان الله. شوف المعنى ده يا إخوة, يفسر حديث ثاني جميل جدا. إن الإيمان لا يبلى في جوف أحدكم كما يبلى الثوب. ما هو the person who sins, repents, بيقلع ويغسل ويرجع تاني. إيه اللي بيحصل الإيمان بتاعه؟ What happened to his إيمان, faith؟ بيبلى الإيمان, بي لازم إيه يجدد الإيمان ده, لازم يقول لا إله إلا الله وياخد شهادة تاني ويدخل في موضوع تاني خالص. غير الإنسان المستقيم الإيمان بتاعه إيه؟ مش لازم يغير الجلبية طول الوقت, مش لازم يغسلها. ما هو اللي ده, هذا يفسر إيه؟ إن الإيمان لا يبلى في جوف أحدكم كما واي. ما هو نفس الكلام هو, when you commit a sin of adultery, what happened? That as if it gets dirty, you need to wash it. You wear it again, and then you do it again. You wash it again. Then your iman becomes what? You know when you wash a piece of cloth so many times, what happened to it? You need to buy a new one. جدد الإيمان, هات إيمان تاني. فالموضوع يعني مش سهل. وبعدين إيه مشكلة تانية, ده عندك another problem that you die while you don't have إيمان. يجيك ملك الموت كده إيه, ويجيك الفتنة الشيطان يقول لك موت نصراني وموت مسيحي ويضحك عليك وتشرب الموضوع وتروح في 60 دهي. مشكلة. إن يأتيك أو في ناس بتموت. There are people who die while they're committing adultery. مش بنقرأ هذا ولا لأ؟ يعني كان عندنا ممثل يا إخوة, في أنا لا أتذكر يعني بلاش يعني نذكر اسمه, في مصر ممثل, a very famous actor. سبحان الله, they found him naked in a apartment with a woman. شوف يعني إنك تموت بهذه الطريقة, that you die. I think he overdosed in these pills, you know. Or so he was an old guy. you die doing this. وتبعث يبعث كل مرء على إيه؟ Imagine you will be resurrected in the day of resurrection committing adultery. ده مشكلة كبيرة يعني. ما هو الموضوع إنه ينزع منك الإيمان ده موضوع. وبعدين إيه أنت إيه اللي عارفك إن الإيمان هيرجع لك تاني؟ ما هو التوبة دي لها إيه باب إن ربنا يفتح عليك الأول إنك تتوب. To repent Allah must open the door for ثم تاب عليهم. طب أنت تدري إزاي إن ربنا هيفتح لك باب؟ How do you know that Allah is going to open the gate of tawbah for you again؟ إنه خلاص بقى أنت دخلت الضلال بقى إيه؟ ومن يضلل الله فما إيه؟ فلا خلاص كمل بقى روح. واتلوا عليهم مثل الذي آتيناه آياتنا فانسلخ منها فأتبعه الشيطان فكان من الغاوين. انسلخ من عرف الحق وعمال يزني انسلخ من الآيات وانسلخ من الحق. روح يا سيدي كمل ها. ما ينفع فيه هداية بعد كده. فمشكلة ما انت ما تاخدش الكلام ده يقول لك طب معلش ده انا حزني بقى والبس ايه. ما الكلام ده ممكن يعني I'm gonna commit adultery and I'm gonna repent and wear the garment of إيمان again. How do you know؟ وبعدين ابن عباس يقول لك ايه من شؤم المعصية بتاخدك لمعصية ثانية. من شؤم one of the most awful things about a sin that it takes you to ascend farther down the road. والطاعة بتأخذك لطاعة. You come to the masjid then you find something you do something good. يعني مشكلة. طيب طبعا على المجتمع يا إخوة ذكرنا حديث أبي أمامة الرجل الشاب عند أحمد a young man who came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he asked him يا رسول الله give me permission to commit adultery. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم asked him series of questions. Would you like this? Would you like somebody to do this to your mother? Would you like somebody to do this to your daughter? Would you like somebody to do this with your sister? Would you like to do this with your aunt? لا 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 ولا الناس ولا الناس not even people. ف if you commit adultery you bring in you're committing injustice against a father against a brother. حرام ليه. Would you like someone to do this to you? Absolutely not. Why do you do it to other people? وبعدين يا إخوة الزنا تأباه الفطرة. يعني سبحان الله في حديث عبادة بن الصامت عند البخاري في تفسير قوله تعالى يا أيها النبي إذا جاءك المؤمنات يبايعنك اللي هي بيعة النساء. When the رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم took the covenant from the women. One of them ولا يزنين. And take a covenant from the women that they do not commit adultery. You know Hind bint Utba, the wife of Abi Sufyan. You know what she said? Ya Rasul Allah, awa tazni al-hurra? Da'ib. شوف وهي ما كانتش مسلم. يعني عايز اقول لك الفطرة اصلا ايه؟ ده فطرة يعني doesn't a woman commits adultery. يعني استغربت من الكلام. وعثمان ابن عفان لما جاءه القتلة عثمان لما تقتلونني؟ Why are you killing me؟ إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول I heard the messenger of Allah saying لا يحل دم مسلم إلا في أحد ثلاث. It is not lawful for you to take the life of another Muslim but for three reasons. كفر بعد إسلام ردة يعني ها؟ وذكر إيه زنا بعد إحصان that you commit adultery after getting married. شوف فوالله ما زنيت في جاهلية ولا في إسلام. I never committed adultery during my جاهلية nor my Islam. إيه اللي يمنع عثمان من هذا غير الفطرة؟ ما كانش في دين ولا لا؟ كان في دين كان في إسلام فطرة. فشيء تأباه الفطرة أصلا يعني. طبعا المجتمع there is a collective punishment on the community. يا معشر المهاجرين حديث ابن ماجه سنن ابن ماجه حديث ابن عمر يا معشر المهاجرين خمس خصال إذا ابتليتم بهن وأعوذ بالله أن تدركوهن. أهو شوف لم تظهر الفاحشة في قوم قط حتى يعلنوا بها إلا وفشى فيهم الطاعون والأوجاع التي لم تكن في أسلافهم الذين مضوا. Any community where adultery is widespread unless Allah will inflict that community with diseases that they never heard of. AIDS, cow disease, snake disease, monkey disease, chicken flu. Every day we hear another disease. ليه؟ Why in the society here in America in particular؟ وإيه مش على قد زين اللواط والليزبانيزم والكلام يعني الله المستعان. وردت العقوبة في القبر, the punishment in the grave, حديث سمر بن جندب في كتاب الرؤى عند البخاري. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم in that journey he saw an oven. قال رأيت مثل التنور. Tanur, imagine if you want to see that hadith, go look at an oven where they cook bread. You know that oven where the heat is coming from all directions? Oh. رأيتُ مثل التنور. كان في ثقب كده, رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم looked from a hole in that oven. شوف, the upper part of the oven is a naru. And inside it, naked men and women. They are shouting, crying loud. Oh, this is in the grave. And underneath that oven, there is a fire. And there is like water inside it. Fire up. Goes up, 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 up. And they are about to spill from the top. Fire down. Fire up. Fire down. That's their punishment in the grave. من هؤلاء يا أخي يا جبريل؟ Who are those, أخي جبريل؟ هؤلاء الزناة والزواني من أمتك. Those are the adulterers and the adulteresses from your ummah, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. For punishment in the grave. In the day of resurrection, والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون. ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما. يضاعف له العذاب. The punishment is doubled. يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانة. طبعا في الايه؟ إلا اللي عايز يتوب بقى في الدنيا يتوب. إلا من تاب. But a person who commits adultery and he never repents, that is his punishment in the day of resurrection. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر ثلاثة لا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم. حديث أبي هريرة عند مسلم. That three types of people Allah سبحانه وتعالى will not look at in the day of resurrection. شيخ زان. ورد لفظ رجل زان. Somebody who commits adultery. We're almost done. Two things here quickly. Two important points. We may end up committing adultery. We were weak and we had jahiliyyah. What should you do about that? يعني I read in one of the books that a lot of the people, Muslims worldwide, they actually fly to المملكه to السعوديه to have the Hajj established on them. I read that, and it's true. It's not a fairy tale. They actually go there because it's the only country in the face of this earth that established that Hajj. But يقول لك أهل العلم جمهور العلماء على أن الله إذا سترك فعليك بالتوبة. فالله سبحانه وتعالى has veiled you. خلاص, repent. وعليك بالرجاء. نعم, هو حلاوة يعني the beauty about الحد كفارة قولا واحدا. هو ليه الماعز والغامدية they insisted? Because he wants what? I want to leave this dunya, I know I'm cleared from that. بس لسه برضو the person who commits adultery, if he does repent in the dunya, in the day of resurrection he's still gonna, if Allah wills يعني, he's still gonna feel anxious because he doesn't know whether his repentance got accepted or not. But الأصل في الأمور هذه إنك تستر على نفسك, that you veil yourself and ask Allah to forgive you and move on with your life. ما دليلي? What is my evidence? في الصحيحين إن نتو صحيح البخاري ومسلم عن عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله عنه قال عبادة الصحابي he said كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في مجلس we were sitting with the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in a gathering فقال he said تبايعوني give me the pledge ألا تشركوا بالله شيئا that you do not associate someone in worship with Allah and that you do not commit adultery that you do not steal that you do not kill somebody unlawfully شوف فمن وفى فأجره على الله whoever fulfills the terms of that covenant his reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ومن أصاب من ذلك شيئا فعوقب به فهو كفارة له And if you commit, violate any of these, and you get punished in the dunya, whether قطع اليد, whether flogging, or whether to be killed for killing, خلاص, this is an expiation for you. Here is موضع الشاهدة. Here is what we're looking for. وَمَنْ أَصَابَ شَيْئًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَسَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ And whoever commits any of these, and Allah veiled him, Nobody knew about it. فَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ His matter is with Allah. وقع تحت المشيئة كما نقول. إن شاء عفى عنه وإن شاء عذبه. If Allah wills, He will pardon, forgive him. And if Allah wills, He will punish him. طبعا الإنسان يرجو. يعني أرجو الله سبحانه وتعالى. فالأصل أن أنت إيه تستر على نفسك وموف on with your life. نعم كيف إيه؟ إيه يعني السارق توبة يرد الحق يعني نعم معروف يعني the thief يعني is to give back the right يعني نعم شروط التوبة يعني معروف طيب وبعدين يا إخوة ال المسألة هذه أنا أقول لك يعني رب العالمين يستر علينا يعني في قصة عجيبة جدا قرأتها مع عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه إن a young man over the age of puberty يعني is the had to be established in him he stole ف he was brought to عمر to establish the had in him ف the mother came to أمير المؤمنين يا أمير المؤمنين والله أول مرة This was the first time. This is the first time, يا أمير المؤمنين. اعفو عنه يا أمير المؤمنين. فقال لها, he said to her, يا امرأة, والله ما كان الله ليفضحه من أول مرة.